Nation KGOD. K-God, the station that makes it. Broadcasting tonight from somewhere beyond the last exit before eternity. I can never seem to actually get out of here. Every time it appears that I've gone outside, left Norton Street and gone somewhere else, after a while, I suddenly wake up as if from a bad dream and I realize I'm still here on Norton Street. Still doomed to see the same 128 objects forever. I can alter their shapes, make them look and sound and feel slightly different. But I can never change the reality, the basic fact that I'm totally and absolutely alone. And that there's nothing here and nothing out there. Either that nobody real will ever knock at my front door. Norton Street is like a giant nursery in which all universes are shaped to look like toys and household objects. And that somehow I was elected to play with them and to suffer here forever. What's wrong with that? I don't want to always be the one. I don't want it to always be my trip. I don't always want to win. Oh, well, winning is not part of it. You're not guaranteed to win. You mean I can lose too? Of course you can. Gosh, that's great! I feel so much better! Why? I don't know. Blame, responsibility, guilt. I don't know whether it's good or bad, whether I like it or don't. But why is it just me? If there were a few others, it might not be so hard to take, you know? Someone to put a shoulder under the earth and take a share of the impossible burden. Who else could possibly be the one? What I mean is, the one is one. There is no other to be the one. Does that make sense to you? Sure, I know very well that there is no other and can't possibly be another. But I can't shake the vague feeling that I'm guilty of something. That someone is out there blaming me, accusing me, maybe of taking too long a turn on Norton Street, or too short a turn. I don't know which is worse. Did I break something while I was rummaging around up here, freaking out about my experience here on Norton Street? Did I stupidly and accidentally ruin something? Did I destroy a universe? Smash a world? Grind out an inhabited planet with my heel as I pace back and forth worrying about my reactions to this space? I don't know. You're listening to station KGOD. K-God, the station that makes it. If you've accidentally destroyed a universe, please remain calm and do not attempt to repair it yourself. Professional reality technicians are standing by. I have the same worries. It's natural to think those thoughts up here on Norton Street. It's getting cold. I've got to go inside something warm. My ears are ringing again. I hear sirens in the distance and something that sounds like a huge angelic chorus with a large hall reverb. I hope there's a scientific explanation for all this. There is, but you wouldn't like it. Why wouldn't I like it? You never have liked the scientific explanation. Well, what's so scientific about the ultimate universe being just an ordinary group of rented rooms with a bunch of stupid objects? Tonight's program is brought to you by Eternity Insurance. Have you recently misplaced a galaxy? Accidentally reincarnated without keeping the receipt? Spent several million years wandering through parallel universes only to discover you were in the wrong timeline. Then you need Eternity Insurance. Eternity Insurance, because forever is such a short time. What's inconsistent about objects being universes in themselves? Are you telling me there's a giant cosmic teddy bear, which is a whole universe in itself? A giant cosmic stereo enclosure, which is another whole universe containing galaxies of stars and planets? A giant cosmic clock, which is yet another universe, and so on and so forth. A giant cosmic TV, a giant cosmic wig, a giant cosmic everything. This is station KGOD.
K-God,
the station that makes it.